is Francis, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Lyrics We Love, the show that's going to be on for the next hour, is a show all about lyrics and why we love them. Just a reminder that CITR is located on UBC West Point Grey campus, which is situated on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam First Nation. Unceded means stolen, in other words. So just a reminder to reflect on your own positionality to wherever you're tuning in from, whether it's UBC, Vancouver, or somewhere else globally. I myself am a Latinx mixed guest on these lands. My mom comes from Mexico, and my dad has a mixture of Brazilian, Uruguayan, as well as white European settler, which is how I got to Canada. So I think it's important to reflect on how you got to where you are and how you're honoring the land that you are a guest on, if you are a guest, and recognizing who your ancestors are, what your positionality is to where you're currently residing. So do your research, show up to protests when and if you can and are able to, and support organizations and charities that are putting in the work, whether it's financial or other forms of resources. So with that being said, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. And this is Lyrics We Love, a show all about lyrics and why we love them. Today we have a very special episode with guests Cody and Adam from the band The Prairie Joggers. We'll jump right into it after this short break.
1, 2, 3, 4. The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. EASTUDIO.CAFE.
Takes a swing to the wrong side, slip the leash down the chain.
Sweet Tooth by the Prairie Joggers. I had the pleasure of interviewing the Prairie Joggers at the Heatley not too long ago when they played a show here in Vancouver. It was October 12th, so a couple weeks ago. But yeah, I got to talk to Cody, the guitarist and vocalist, as well as Adam, the drummer, about a few of their songs and the meaning of the lyrics behind them. So mind you, this interview was at a bar, the Heatley. It was just right before the show. So picture that on this Wednesday afternoon, you're actually cracking a cold one and chatting with some bros about tunes.
My name's Cody Gertson. I sing and play guitar in the band.
I'm Adam Hill, and I play drums and write a lot of the music with Cody.
Yeah, here to promote the release of our debut album, Weight of It.
In your song, Sweet Tooth, the lyric that stood out to me was six strings and a line of coke. Tell me about that.
I think kind of written as kind of a reflection of some people we know that kind of sit around and like are really like good at playing music, but they also dabble in naughty things and they have a sweet tooth for, I don't know, these other fine things in life, but yeah, are also very talented and kind of also use both things in unison.
I'd love to know about the name of your band, Prairie Joggers. Where does that come from?
We used to bus at a place in Winnipeg called The Forks, and after we did our audition and were signing up for our license, we needed a name on the spot, and we had kind of been joking around about names for this project we were just kind of starting, and on the spot we went with that. So after we played under the name The Prairie Joggers as a joke for, you know, about a year and then started releasing music, we just kind of carried on with that. That's about all there is to it. We're from the prairies and we're not very athletic.
yeah, that about covers it.
So that was a bit on the Prairie Joggers' song Sweet Tooth and a little bit about them. Their debut album was just released recently on October 4th of this year. It's called Weight of It, as they mentioned. You can check it out on Spotify, Bandcamp, wherever you get your music. This next track is called Second Season. And there are quite a few lyrics in this track that stood out. It was a really visual song. We'll get into that after we play the track, but yeah, I feel like this one's definitely very visualization heavy, especially like if you've been to the prairies and grew up on the prairies. It really hit close to home. I was born and raised in Calgary, but for my family's business, I grew up like driving all around Alberta for most of the summer. And yeah, just like really being out in the prairies, out in the Alberta prairies on the regs. And then also my dad was born in Saskatchewan, little bitty area that Mayfair, North Battleford, if you're listening in and you know about those places, that's crazy. But yeah, Mayfair is like not even a town. Like if you literally like go to Mayfair, Saskatchewan, not Mayfair, Saskatoon, but if you search up on like Google Maps, Mayfair, Saskatchewan, the like picture that shows up is literally my like grandpa's farm. Like that's like an aerial photo of my grandpa's farm with the little yellow house and like the grain silos. But yeah, anyways, this next track is just it's just really giving like countryside. And so this one's called Second Season.
Coming for a beach of three.
Second Season. This one I feel like was very visual in terms of the lyrics in Second Season. Like, there's a lot of like vignettes, I think, of like landscapes. Like the lyric that stood out here was females versus stables, spur stuck in my side. Was that one of them? And then the other one was blue skies, pull the blinds, thinking I'll just stay in. Which I feel like they're both very different. Like, how do these two lyrics stand out to you guys? And like,
yeah.
Totally different than what
I think you kind of got it on point. Like, the song's about grieving the passing of my mom, and kind of, I wrote some of it, I think, when I found out, you know, like, when she was very terminal, and then kind of finished it up afterwards, and the first part is kind of that, like, actually what I was feeling at the time, like, kind of shutting yourself in, or that state of mind, and then a lot of that other stuff is, like, kind of a tribute of her life and stuff. She grew up in small town Alberta with horses, and you know, like, her brothers were kind of like cowboys-ish, like, that was kind of the vibe, and it's kind of the positive side of the whole thing, and it's kind of like the memories and like kind of her history as well. So yeah, farm life or whatever. Yeah.
And what was your mom's name?
Maureen.
I'd like to dedicate this episode to Maureen, and also thank Adam for being so open with us and telling us about the story behind this song. And now here's more from Cody about that same track.
Lyrically, that song's been a bit of a roller coaster for us. It started off as a very country song and it's turned into more of a bluesy song, but I really, really love the lyrics that Adam wrote for that song a lot. It's still, I love singing that song. It's still, I don't know, lyrically one of my favorites, I think, that I've got. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Do you have anything to say about, like, what, like, musical composition you guys decided to pair with that?
Yeah, I think it's kind of natural, but I think it's all about contrast, too. I think, like, especially with the chorus, is like, kind of got to ease up on the melodramatic nature of it when you're saying the things you're saying. Otherwise, it just could come off a little too hokey, I think. So I think that's kind of, I don't know, mainly just about contrast for that one anyway. I don't know if you have anything to add. You probably came up with it.
It just kind of happened naturally. It was like a fast country song, and we weren't really feeling it. And we were just like sat around trying to figure out what else it could be. And it just kind of landed up being a bit of like a blues, kind of blues rock kind of thing.
Adam, where did you spend a lot of your time growing up? What was your like musical background in your youth?
Yeah, for musical background, mainly just like playing the drums pretty poorly in my basement with like my brother, and then throughout the years, other various friends, and then eventually Cody. And yeah, basements and garages, that was kind of the things.
Yeah, we used to be in a band. Our first band together was called Tree. We were in another band together called Otter Than the Otters. For me, growing up, I went through some extreme phases. I was never a very like open-minded listener. I would always go through very extreme phases. So for a while it was only hip-hop music, for a while it was only metal music, and for a while it was only like Jack Johnson and the Beatles for some reason. And then I feel like once I turned 25 or 26, I started listening to more country, more alternative country, and more folk music, and kind of broaden my horizons a little bit. That's where kind of my influences have come from.
So that was a bit about the track Second Season by the Prairie Joggers. Shout out to both Adam and Cody for their authentic and genuine answers, sharing really personal stories about the background behind that track. I think this track, Second Season, is a really great example of how we can take some of the hardest moments that life may throw our way and make something really beautiful out of it. Second Season is a really wonderful song. And since Cody mentioned a few of his influences, we're just going to play a few tracks that I have saved in my lyrical library. One being from the Beatles and another one being from Jack Johnson. And we'll follow that up with another track from Cor Blund. So here on up is Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields.
Such great shoes, and I think that I'm so happy now, and I think this is a better you. Oh, 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 oh. Are they laughing at all with me? Oh, 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 oh. Why can't we just say what we mean? People are just trying to fit in. But is there something telling you? You can't trust anyone in this town. Oh, baby, those are such great shoes. Oh, 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 oh. Are they laughing at all with me?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The leaves are browning, and I'm pissed. Does anybody relate to this? Oh my god, you're right, Angels. I gotta read some Discorder magazine.
Really, no one can be blamed but myself for holding out hope that this world could only contain a certain amount of cruelty.
God damn!
Were I to make a choice again, I would spend a week collecting all the broken glass and rusty shards I can from across the city and form a nest with which I will lay myself to my grave. Oh my god, I've never felt so seen. Thank you, Discorder magazine.
Finally, someone understands.
And for the rest of you in the Lower Mainland, find voices that you connect to in this issue of Discorder. You can find all of the distribution locations by visiting citr.ca/discorder/subscribe/.
It's Nardwar, the human serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at doo-doo-loo-doo, doo-doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
On January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 hours of radio art programming featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient drone field recordings and sound walks, collage, technical support called voicemail fills, sound art, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 or online at citr.ca. For more details and submission requirements, email us at radioart@citr.ca.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Lyrics We Love, a show all about lyrics and why we love them. If you're just tuning in, today is a very special episode with the guests, the Prairie Joggers. We're talking a little bit about their tracks and some of the meanings behind the lyrics that they've written. We took a little sidetrack and listened to a few songs by the influences of Cody, the vocalist for the Prairie Joggers, guitarist and vocalist. And so he mentioned that he had some phases where he listened to a lot of the Beatles and a lot of Jack Johnson. So I just threw in a couple tracks there. One was Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles. I love that song. That's like, it's such a wonderful song. And I've had it on like my playlist of like songs I want to include in this show. So I was like, this is the perfect moment. And the lyric there that I really, really like is, "It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out." And I just think that's a really beautiful, like, it's a really beautiful way to describe being in your 20s, I would say. Like, you're trying to navigate, you, honestly, even beyond your 20s, who knows when you fully figure out your identity, you know? Like, I feel like learning about yourself is an ongoing process and finding out, like, how to be someone in this world and, like, who you are in this world and what you want to do. It can be hard, but I think the beauty in that lyric is that it all works out and, like, you just got to try things and get out of your comfort zone and meet cool people, do things that scare you and, you know, have fun. That's the point of, you know, life, I think. But, yeah. And then after that, we heard a track by Jack Johnson. That one was called At or With Me. And I feel like this song, I kind of forgot that this song existed until, like Cody mentioned, Jack Johnson. And it reminded me that like, I actually also had a little bit of a Jack Johnson phase. And it was mostly like most of my, I would say like musical foundation comes from my dad, which I think is a pretty classic thing. Like I have a friend who had a show called Back to the Garden, and I think they had a whole episode just dedicated to like the music that their dads showed them, and yeah, so I remember like I have like a memory of my dad and I watching the music video for At or With Me by Jack Johnson. My dad loves a good like robust stereo system setup, so we would watch music videos in the living room just like in the most wonderfully crafted surround sound system. It's a great music video. Check it out. It's hilarious and, like, exhilarating. But, yeah, the lyrics in At or With Me, there's actually a few. One being, "Why can't we just say what we mean? People are just trying to fit in, but there's something telling me you can't trust anyone in this town. Ah, baby, those are such great shoes." Which I feel like what I interpret that as is like when people say something to your face like, "Oh, those are such great shoes." But like, you know, there's subtext behind what they're saying and maybe it's not really a compliment. It's more of like something backhanded, which I think is what ties in the lyric, "Why can't we just say what we mean?" And another lyric here in this song is, "Don't put your money where your mouth is, baby. I don't want to see you choke." And I just think that's iconic. So yeah, that was Adder with me, Jack Johnson. And then lastly, you heard Hurtin' Albertan by Cor Blund. During the interview with the Prairie Joggers at the Heatley, yeah, we spoke a little bit about Cor Blund. And I think with like both myself and Adam having been born in Calgary, it just felt appropriate to throw in a little bit of Cor Blund here. The lyric, Huskin' Tabor Corn, the roads get better every time I cross north of 49. Well, I tip my hat and it's good to be back across the medicine line. Hurtin' Albertan with nothing more to lose. I feel like there's a few moments in here that are incredible. Like Huskin' Tabor Corn, like if you've ever had Tabor Corn, yum. If you haven't had Tabor Corn, I mean, I don't know if I would suggest like going all the way to Alberta to have Tabor Corn. You could probably get good corn in other places, but I don't know. Tabor Corn is just like what I remember being like the best corn that you could get living in Calgary. And the last little moment there in that song that I think is great is Hurtin' Albertan with Nothing More to Lose. I think that pretty much explains itself. With that, we have one more track left by the Prairie Joggers, and then a little bit of context from the band themselves about the meaning behind these lyrics, and that'll round us off to the hour. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded, in other words, stolen territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. This show's called Lyrics We Love, and let's get into our last track.
Holding Me Down, being artists, being musicians.
The line, hate my songs, hate myself.
I feel like there's a lot of like self-reflection.
What I would like to know about this lyric is,
are you speaking in a literal sense? Or are you speaking in a like, I don't know, metaphorical sense? Like,
yeah, I think that lyric maybe stemmed from just kind of creating music and then moving on and growing as a musician and then hating, or not hating, but you know, not enjoying the things you've done in the past. I think that's where that kind of stemmed from. So growing as a person, growing as a musician, and then reflecting on those things and then not enjoying them anymore. And the context of that song, you know, that it's about being on the road and working on the road and grinding and not really doing very well and not really succeeding. So kind of reflecting on the things that you're doing and reflecting on them in a negative way because you're not finding success and not thriving the way you want to be. So
yeah, I think he brought this song to me with like partial lyrics, and that was one of them, and I just related to that because it's like some days I fucking hate our music, or like what we're doing isn't quite there, or like you just aren't in the mood and probably shouldn't be listening to like mixes or, you know, whatever you're doing. And yeah, and I think the song is just like, yeah, sometimes it's not going very well, and but you're still doing it. Like, I think the last line is like basically packing it up and moving to the next place. And I don't know,
what is the like you write some of the songs yourself and then bring them to Adam, or like
we both write lyrics, and I'd say Adam probably writes a bit more of the lyrics than I do, and then I probably come up with a bit more of the music than Adam does. Yeah, so
yeah,
I'm pretty good at getting things started and coming up with some ideas and getting some things going. Adam's really good at bringing stories together and bringing closure to songs and finding meaning and purpose with the songs. So that's generally how things go. But, you know, Adam also will come to me and be humming a melody, and I'll go and figure out what the chords are, and he's kind of got the whole song in place in his head, and he'll use me as a way to kind of get it out of his head. He's got lyrics written.
I can't play guitar, so.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah. How did you guys meet?
High school. Yeah, Adam's a year older than I was, and we had some mutual friends, and Adam and his brother and our friend Joe started a band, and they knew that I played bass guitar, so they asked me to join their band, and that's when we first became friends.
I was three. And then, yeah, we kind of played in, we're kind of the rhythm section of a few bands just with friends over the years, until we kind of both just started going to the park together and writing our own songs. And then,
in Winnipeg?
Yeah, in Winnipeg, yeah.
What is Winnipeg like?
It's got a great music scene. It's like kind of a big, small town. But
you're constantly running into people you know.
Which can be good or bad.
Constantly meeting people who know everybody that you know. It really feels like a small town sometimes. But yeah, the music and the art scene is great.
The winners suck.
Yeah. It's kind of, at first glance, I feel like it doesn't seem like it's as cool as, you know, some like Calgary and Vancouver and stuff. We really like Calgary. But once you kind of settle in and find some spots that you like, the people are amazing and the community is pretty solid.
Cool.
It's easy to get comfortable there, and yeah, I think that's kind of why we want to tour more. So it's like a great home base, and we got a lot of roots there, but it's really nice to just get out of town, and I don't know.
I feel like a lot of people itch to get away from Winnipeg, and do get away from Winnipeg, and often come back. Everybody has in the Winnipeg, or not everybody, but a lot of people in Winnipeg have the dream of, you know, the West Coast, the beautiful West Coast. We want to go over to the West Coast and get out here, and it's really expensive, and lots of people usually end up coming back. Yeah.
What does success look like for the Prairie Joggers?
We want to be able to create the music we want to create without sacrificing any of the artistic integrity, while earning enough money to just get by and like pay the bills. Success for us isn't earning a crap load of money or anything. We just want to be able to do this full time. That's all we want. Yeah.
Yeah. Make it our primary focus, yeah. And just kind of grow as musicians. And
yeah. Yeah. We just want to write and record the music we want to make and put food on the table.
Yeah. Be able to have a good time.
Yeah. Not have it be too stressful, you know? We don't want to. Yeah. Yeah. It would be nice to one day maybe get on a label or something, you know, and have some help and kind of grow a bit of a team. And but yeah, that's the dream. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Give our music a spin and let us know if you like it or if you don't. And I don't know. Come see us when we're out here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one last note on the album would be we recorded the whole thing at home in our basement. Hired a sound engineer to come in, We did it mostly live. We overdubbed the lyrics, but all the band was playing live and stuff, more or less. And just kind of just got like a raw, like, kind of live vibe going on. Yeah.
The amps were in the laundry room,
yeah.
So you get that fresh bounce feel.
The fresh
That's why
bounce
it's so
feel.
Bouncy. Yeah.
But I hope people can give it a spin, and I hope they dig it.
So thank you to the Prairie Joggers for this lovely interview. It was really great to hear from the musicians themselves about the context and meaning behind these three songs. Just to recap, we heard and spoke about Sweet Tooth, Second Season, and Holding Me Down by the Prairie Joggers. And yeah, I just feel like it was a really great perspective to get, like, both like listening to the music and, you know, casting your own interpretations to the lyrics, and then hearing from Cody and Adam themselves about you know, the background that they had going into the music writing. So yeah, do check out their new album, Weight of It, which was just released October 4th. If you're a record label listening to this, I mean, reach out. I am sure the Prairie Joggers would love to hear from you. Thanks again to both Cody and Adam for talking about their music. This show is dedicated to Maureen, and we have 10 more minutes, actually. So I'm going to play a few songs off of their newest album, Weight of It. And once again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this show is called Lyrics We Love. Thanks for tuning in.
Play guns with a stick, she'll grow. We'll be right back.
recording this, mm-hmm. just in case?
Yeah, I've been since we started.
Okay.
it was recorded. So.
Yeah.
we got it.
This is a journey into sound.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo. You in my hug now, my life. Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body bang. A...
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
Are you interested in being advertised on the radio? CITR radio station broadcasts across 6,000 square kilometers, which means our airwaves reach 3 million folks across the land. From Point Grey Peninsula to Fraser Valley and as far north as Gibson's and Coquitlam Mountain. To find out how you can be advertising